Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, breaking news, leaked CDC documents. We go through them, and they are stunning. You want to send this episode to your friends, especially the ones that are the lockdown artists and the fearmongers. You want to text this episode to your friends. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, do so at charliekirk.com/support. You can get behind what we are doing. I want to thank Jonathan for supporting us monthly from Fort Wayne, Indiana. I want to thank Brian from Rockbridge, Ohio, for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Jane from Normal, Illinois, for supporting us, and Lark from Aurora, Colorado, charliekirk.com/support. Breaking CDC documents. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
From critical race theory in your children's classroom to policy changes under the current administration, you need to know what's happening from a news source you can trust. Unfortunately, most media outlets opt for shameless virtue signaling and state propaganda in lieu of the truth. It's an insult to your intelligence, which is why my good friends, great people, at The Daily Wire are providing an alternative. From The Daily Wire newsroom comes Morning Wire, a daily morning news podcast that gives you the facts you need to know first. Brought to you by Daily Wire Editor-in-Chief John Bickley and co-host Georgia Howe. Morning Wire will wake you up with the latest developments in politics, sports, culture, and education, all with a heavy emphasis on the truth. Episodes drop weekday, every weekday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. So subscribe now to hear the trailer. And if you like what you hear, leave a 5-star review to help The Daily Wire provide a source that all Americans can wake up with and trust. Each episode will be short with only enough room to fit the facts so you can be sure your breakfast isn't being served with a side of somebody else's agenda. Seriously, go subscribe as soon as you can. The Daily Wire is now launching the Morning Wire. It's called Morning Wire. Check it out. We have some breaking news I want to share with you today, but I want to set it up first. The United States Constitution is a beautiful document. One of the reasons it is a beautiful document, which means that is which in perfected in being, is it has lasted so long. It has lasted 234 years. In September will be its 234th anniversary since the ratification of the United States Constitution. 4 years after, of course, the ratification of the Bill of Rights. One of the reasons why it's lasted so long, and one of the reasons why it has been so effective and replicated across the world is that it has this steadiness to it, an almost unbreakable nature. It's not constantly changing. You see, people can't build meaningful things, and we can't, quite honestly, thrive or flourish in a society if the rules are constantly changing. If all of a sudden our rulers completely reverse the framework or the laws or the customs or the traditions of what we're supposed to do on a day-to-day basis, it will drive a people mad. You see, the Constitution is very clear about what the government can and cannot do. One of the main reasons why the third world stays the third world is not because its people are any less intelligent, It's not even because some of these countries don't have access to minerals or to natural resources. One of the main reasons why people don't want to invest in countries like Nicaragua or Honduras or even some African countries is the lack of stability. Is that you don't know if all of a sudden someone's going to come in and steal your investment. You don't know if someone is going to come in and change the rules. You don't know all of a sudden if the government's going to nationalize the railroad industry. You don't know all of a sudden if the government is going to nationalize whatever industry you might be in. You see, stability is fundamental to living in a free society. We've taken stability for granted. In fact, stability used to be one of the defining characteristics that made America unique and exceptional. People used to come to this country and they say, look, you might have regulations I don't like. You might operate in a certain business environment that's very competitive, but at least there'll be stability of the currency, stability of the laws, stability of the customs. And because of that, the American economy in the 70s, 80s, and 90s became the envy of the world. It was an endless rocket ship. You see, when you want to have investment and you want to have human beings flourish in family life or in societal life, you need to be able to know that tomorrow is not going to radically and dramatically change. We take that for granted, don't we? There's almost, you know, if you look at human needs, there is a need for stability and there's also a need for variety. I think over the last year and a half, we've exhausted the need for variety. Riots, anti-American education, mandatory vaccinations. Now people want to go back to almost a simplified version of America. And it's not just that they want it, it's almost that they need it. We as human beings are not designed to live in a perpetual state of chaos. If that actually ends up being the case, which is where we're headed, then a small group of people will benefit disproportionately. Breaking today as we have this is another example of a betrayal of the stable promise of the Constitution. If all of a sudden you thought that we were breaking out of the lockdowns and we were breaking out of this pandemic, think again. Buckle up, as we say on the podcast, because it's about to happen all over again. Deja vu all over again. With us today, and we are going to go through all of it, leaked CDC documents we have in our hands today from the Center for Disease Control. Now, the Center for Disease Control, I think they're headquartered in Atlanta. Is that right? They are probably the best example I can give to some of our students that we talk to at Turning Point USA at the unconstitutional, illegal, corrupt nature of the fourth branch of government. They have way too much power. And quite honestly, Congress has done a poor job of exercising authority and overseeing the fourth branch of government. You see, the Democrats, they want science to be one of the values that they hold nearest and dearest. For them, human beings are nothing more than an ongoing, malleable scientific project. So breaking today, I have in front of me right now the CDC documents. Lockdowns are coming again. Lockdown and mitigation efforts, according to the CDC-owned documents, are going to be suggested and recommended. We're still in the midst of the 15 days to slow the spread. But all of a sudden, we might have another 15 days to slow the spread recommended. Document number one from the CDC. Summary. The Delta is different from previous strains. It says it is highly contagious. Likely more severe. Now, you see how they use that word likely? There's no evidence that it's more severe. In fact, there are some scientists and epidemiologists that are coming out, and they're saying that as the virus mutates, it actually gets less severe. It might be more contagious, but less severe. So there's very little to no evidence. And if you have scientists that are saying the word likely, what kind of scientific word is likely? Yeah, it's probably. Oh, so we're probably going to be okay? Next item. Breakthrough infections may be as transmissible as unvaccinated cases. Now, here's an interesting one. Vaccines prevent 90% of severe disease, but may be less effective at preventing infection or transmission. Let me say that again. They may be less effective at preventing infection or transmission. Oh, really? Is that why you all of a sudden want to mandate the vaccine on everyone, even though it might be less effective, according to your own document? Therefore, more breakthrough and more community spread despite vaccination. So what are the next steps for the CDC? Number one, acknowledge the war has changed. Literally, they call this a war. Improve public's understanding of breakthrough infections. Oh, I can just see it right now. They're going to need another stimulus bill. I could just see it. The CDC is going to say, we're going to need more funding to be able to run more advertising and more, put Fauci on TV more. Improve communications around individual risk among vaccinated. I'm sorry, what? Did you hear this? The CDC's own document says right here that they need to tell you that there's a risk to getting vaccinated. That's the CDC's own document. Prevention. Consider vaccine mandates to protect vulnerable populations. I'm sorry, I thought you just said in the sentence before that there's risks associated. Number two, universal masking for source control and prevention. You hear that, everybody? Universal masking is coming back. And reconsider other community mitigation strategies like lockdowns. We are just getting started into these leaked documents from the CDC, but I'm going to reemphasize what I said. If you do not have stability from one day to the other, you're going to have chaos. Charlie Kirk here, and I've warned you about home title theft, where cyber thieves remove you from your home's title and you become the owner. I said you better get home title locked because it's coming. Well, if you're on Facebook, that big breach is here. Facebook had 500 million accounts exposed to cyber thieves. And according to a retired FBI cybercrime expert, everything thieves need to take over as the new owner of your home was leaked. Name, address, personal information, it's out there. The thief forges your signature on a quitclaim deed stating you sold your home to him. He'll leave you in debt or he'll even have you evicted. Do what I did and protect your home's title with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. Then sign up for 30 free days of protection during this high-risk breach. Then sign up for 30 free days of protection. Again, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio. We are in day 501 of the 15 days to slow the spread. How have the last 501 days been? A nonstop fear-mongering paranoia. So let's actually, before we go more into these CDC documents, which actually very well, you know, as I read these CDC documents, they very well could have been written by the CEO of Amazon, which is no longer Jeff Bezos, or of the ruling class of Goldman Sachs, because the richest Americans benefit the most by these lockdowns, by fear-mongering. It says here, did you know that the CDC's own models say that the vaccine is 75 to 85% effective? Is that a vaccine or a therapeutic? According to leaked documents, the CDC is saying that the vaccine effectiveness is 75% to 85%. Here's what the CDC says in new leaked documents. Given higher transmissibility and current vaccine coverage, universal masking is essential to reduce transmission of the Delta variant. So I'm going to keep on going into this. Here's just a very simple question, CDC. If we want to stop the spread, why on earth are we allowing thousands of illegals with the Delta variant to pour into our country every single day? Wouldn't you think to stop the spread of the Delta variant, we should close our borders? You know, there's actually an idea that a president had before you, which was to build a southern border wall to prevent the spread of people coming into the country. Do you know that there are illegals pouring into America that are not tested for the virus, that are just allowed into the interior of America? We wonder why all of a sudden these rates are going up. Now they say, Charlie, it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. It's all your fault because you won't get vaccinated. This is what I love about leaked documents from the government is you can use their own words and see what they actually think internally. What is the Center for Disease Control say about that? Well, according to the CDC's own documents, right here, Barnstable, or is it Barnstable? Whatever. County, Massachusetts. Outbreak. in all bold, no difference in mean CT values in unvaccinated and vaccinated cases. In fact, the vaccinated cases were 0.4% higher. That's the CDC's own data, that vaccinated Americans in Massachusetts, and this is, I'm just reading from the document, in Barnstable County, that the median among vaccinated was N equals 80. I'm not sure what that value represents, but 21.9, unvaccinated N equals 65, 21.5. I'm guessing that's how many people they were testing. I need to go look at the what the values represent. It says here that risk of infection, reinfection with the Delta variant may be higher compared to the Alpha variant, but only if prior infection is 180 days earlier. It says this, that the Delta variant may cause more severe disease than the Alpha or the ancestral strains. So they're already going to now mandate indoor mask mandates. And in fact, certain sources that cover the White House very well, including Jack Posobiec, who has been wrong about almost nothing with his sources, say that lockdowns are coming to blue states in the next couple weeks. Did you know that 5 people in Washington, D.C. died from COVID in the last week and 11 people died from homicide? On average, we have 1,800 people that die of heart disease every single day in America. Why is it that we're now allowing the CDC, who, by the way, I'm sorry, 4 people and 11 people. 4 people died of COVID, 11 people died of homicide. I was actually too much. Why are we allowing these people to now get us into another state of panic? The answer is very simple. It worked before. Amazon, Facebook, and Google were more valuable than ever before, thanks to the lockdown. The lockdown is a proven business strategy. The Delta variant is not proving to be more deadly than the original Chinese coronavirus. And even the original Chinese coronavirus had a 0.04% mortality rate. In fact, for people under 30, it's almost immeasurable. So why now all of a sudden more mandatory masking, more fear-mongering, more at home? It's because the ruling class, the people in charge, they're not done with their plunder. They got more resources to take from you. They got more days to take from your life. And I'm telling you right now, the only way that we can push back against this is early and with everything we got. And there's a great quote I want to read from a book of an angry elf, but he's a smart elf, Rod Dreher. He's been very mean to me unfairly, but he's actually really smart. It says, it's a book, Live Not by Lies. It is not hard for a totalitarian regime to keep people ignorant. Once you relinquish your freedom for the sake of the understood necessity for party discipline, for conformity with the regime, for the greatness and glory of the fatherland, or for any of the substitutes they are so convincingly offered, you cede your claim to the truth. Slowly, drop by drop, your life begins to ooze away, just as surely as if you had slashed your wrists, you have voluntarily condemned yourself to helplessness. The CDC has now said that there is no difference in mean CT values in vaccinated or unvaccinated cases, according to a study they did in Barnstable. Is it, let's just say Barnstable, if I'm mispronouncing it, whatever, Massachusetts. They also say that universal masking is going to be mandatory for source control and prevention. But most amazingly, in the new CDC leaked documents that we have here on our program, is that they model the vaccine only being 75 to 85% effective. That's their own internal modeling. Is that a vaccine or is that a therapeutic? Have you ever heard of a vaccine only being 75 or 85% effective? That's their own modeling. That's their own assumptions. And it says here, given higher transmissibility and current vaccine coverage, universal masking is essential to reduce transmission of the Delta variant. Basically, they're saying, look, you want to talk about, you want to talk about people who are sowing vaccine hesitancy? You want to talk about people that are sowing discord and losing trust in the vaccine? It's the Center for Disease Control. Joe Biden and the federal government is now running interference at a very aggressive pace. Cut 89. Joe Biden says, at my direction, all federal personnel and visitors to federal buildings will have to do the same. Cut 89.
Who live in areas with substantial or high case rates will follow the mask guidance that's being laid down by the CDC. And at my decision, my direction, all federal personnel and visitors to federal buildings will have to do the same thing.
Every single building. Alan Dershowitz, a man I have a lot of respect for, is just so wrong on this, it's hard to even put into words. Cut 91, Alan Dershowitz says, and I'd love to have him on our podcast and describe this, he's a civil liberty guy, right? Alan Dershowitz is a guy that says, I don't want the government telling me what to do. I don't want the government spying on me. Alan Dershowitz is always the guy that kind of defends the, you know, the axe murderer in the, you know, in the woods on some technicality. By the way, he believes that every person needs representation. I think that's actually a really praiseworthy thing. But Alan Dershowitz here makes the argument that I have a right to get on an airplane and know that everyone on that airplane has been vaccinated or tested. You have no such right to that, Alan. You can wear five masks. That's your right. You can go actually get a hazmat suit. In fact, I actually think that if anyone's really worried about the Delta variant, you can go buy a hazmat suit for like $130. Not exactly great for selfies or good for parties, but if you're very worried, you can go fly in a hazmat suit. But you know what you do have a right to, Alan? And Alan, you've defended this before. Come on. Professor Dershowitz has said you have a right to not have the government push medicine on you. You have the right. Alan, you've said before the government does not have a right to spy on you. Then why would the government have a right to test you before you get on an airplane? How is that different? How is that different? Alan Dershowitz has been against mass government overreach with spying on cell phones, and yet he wants us to give biometric data every time we board American Airlines? Come on, Professor Dershowitz. Play cut 91.
This is not smallpox. So it's and this no, is not a fully more, approved. It's not a fully approved vaccine either.
Neither was the smallpox vaccine in 1905. No, I think COVID is worse than smallpox in many ways. It may not kill as many people, but we don't know what the long-term impact is. I know I have the right to get on an airplane and know that everybody on that airplane is vaccinated or tested. You may have the right not to get vaccinated, but you have no right to spread the disease to me, even if you won't kill me.
He's making an argument that you now have a right to know the medical information of every single person that you travel with. So you have a right to know the intimate medical details of every traveler alongside of you. That sounds like a police state and a nanny state, Alan. Come on. I'm giving Alan some tough love here because I've actually grown to admire a lot of his hard stances recently. But when it comes to this, I think Alan is talking more out of fear for his own personal health than for what is actually right when it comes to liberty and people's ability to make informed decisions and choices. Don Lemon, who has very few people watching his show, it's very hard to watch CNN. The only chance I get to watch CNN, you know, at the gym I work out in, I don't know, I'm going to find this guy. He's a real twisted person. Every time I turn on either Fox or OAN or Newsmax, so, you know, you could have some sort of, and I go to the restroom, I come back, it's turned to CNN. I don't know who this guy is, but he acts like super quick. It's the only time I get to watch CNN. So anyway, Don Lemon basically goes full authoritarian. Don Lemon wants tanks in the streets, drones in the sky. He wants people to be spied on. He wants helicopters hovering over your buildings. Put some rules in place. Don Lemon says, who cares about your freedom and liberty? In Sag Harbor, where I live, the very white neighborhood where I wave my BLM flag, I get really worried when I go to Starbucks and someone doesn't wear their mask correctly, and I want to send a tank after them. Cut 92.
You got to start telling people, if you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this office or this place of business. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come to work. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this gym. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this, get onto this airplane. It has nothing to do with freedom. It has nothing to do with liberty. You don't have the freedom and the liberty to put other people in jeopardy. Put some rules in place that will demand that people get vaccinated. Right. You can't just go around and say, well, look, it's my personal life, freedom and my liberty.
All right. So Don Lemon is not a very smart person. We know that. And he's been given a show with very low ratings, highly subsidized by the corporate oligarchs to try. I don't know what that whole situation is. Let me just go through Don Lemon's argument one by one. Number one, let's talk about the hypocrisy and the double standard, and let's just talk about then why he's wrong. Okay, the hypocrisy and the double standard. Don Lemon says you have a right to burn down American cities, but you don't have a right to not get vaccinated. Just want to make sure we're all consistent on Don Lemon's musings on cable television. Number two, here's why he's wrong. What is liberty and what is freedom? Liberty is the pursuit of virtue. It's the pursuit of things that you ought to do. Getting an experimental vaccine from the FDA, where there is potentially a lot of downsides, and the CDC says itself in their own modeling, and every single one of you need to bring this model to your school boards, to your employers, and put it right in their face and say, hey, this is what the CDC is saying. Their own models say the vaccine is only 75 to 85% effective, and the own CDC leaked documents here say that, according to their own study, it shows that no difference in mean values between vaccinated and unvaccinated. And if I'm reading this correctly, there is a slight statistical difference that more people were infected that were vaccinated than unvaccinated. Now, there might be a lot of explanations for this. One of the explanations might be that vaccinated people might not take social distancing as seriously, that they might think they're totally fine, so their behavioral patterns would be different. But then don't call it a vaccine. Call it a therapeutic. You see, people have a belief that if they get the vaccine, it's going to be like the smallpox vaccine or the polio vaccine. I get it. Not going to have to worry about it. Instead, this is acting much more like a therapeutic, something we floated on the show yesterday. Biden's Surgeon General Vivek Murthy said that vaccinated parents should wear masks at home with their kids and outside. Cut 98. If you are playing catch with your child outside, you better be wearing a mask or else you're a racist. Cut 98.
For example, if you happen to have a lot of interaction with folks who are unvaccinated, let's say you're a parent like me who has young children at home who are not vaccinated, that's a circumstance where being extra cautious and wearing that mask, even if you are fully vaccinated, wearing it outside when you're in indoor public locations is an extra step to protecting those at home.
This guy is nothing more than a fearmonger. He's a scare artist. Cut 105, Dr. Nicole Sapphire has one of the best database cases I have seen for why masks and lockdowns don't make sense. This is a phenomenal, it's an extended clip. I want to play this. It's so rational and it's reasonable. This needs to be played on repeat and you need to send this to all of your friends. So subscribe to The Charlie Kirk Show and just send this one clip here, play tape.
So moving forward, though, when you look at those severe breakthrough infections that have happened in vaccinated individuals, 75% of them are over the age of 65 or otherwise immunocompromised. So rather than doing blanket universal masking and other restrictions and even threatening lockdowns, we need to learn how to live with this virus. We know at this point who's the most vulnerable. It's been the same people all along. Vaccinated or not, they are still at risk. These are the people that we should be protecting still. We should encourage them to wear medical grade masks and avoid large indoor gatherings. But for the remainder of the population, especially those who are vaccinated, the risk of a severe outcome is extremely low at this point. So I do not think lockdowns are warranted.
Very rational. By the way, she's pro-vaccine, pro-this vaccine. So even if you have friends in that camp, she can agree that the lockdowns are not the solution here. Are you confused yet? Do you feel like the rules are constantly changing? Do you feel as if you don't know what they're going to do from one day to the next? Continuing in the book by Rod Dreher, The Angry Elf, continues by saying, a Soviet-born Emerge, who teaches in the university deep in the U.S., Heartland, stresses the urgency of Americans taking what she says seriously. Listen very carefully to this. You will not be able to predict what will be held against you tomorrow. You have no idea what completely normal things you do today or say today will be used against you to destroy you. This is what people in the Soviet Union saw. We know how this works. Stability is a key characteristic to a stable society, to a functioning and a moral society. Did you know that if you shop at Nike, they turn around and give your hard-earned dollars to pro-abortion groups like Planned Parenthood and the Population Council? Sinister folks, by the way. Did you know that Airbnb gave $500,000 to the Marxist BLM Incorporated organization? Your first vote is at the ballot box, but that isn't enough to defend our traditional Judeo-Christian values. Left-wing corporations are subverting our nation and our republic by taking money from conservative customers and giving it to radical organizations that support abortion, gun control, and critical race theory. You have another vote, a second vote at the checkout line, which is why there's a massively important organization called Second Vote that comes in. I know them very well. I've known them for years, and I'm so honored to partner with them. And the courageous people at Second Vote are exposing corporations for how they spend your money. So check out secondvote.com today. Second Vote is developing incredible tools and engaging the smartest minds in the country to help inform Americans' purchasing decisions. Their work is arduous, complex, and exhaustive, and it doesn't happen for free. So please support their work so we can defend our future from the woke Marxist mob. So here's what I want you to do. Do what I did. Just go right now to secondvote.com and subscribe. It's $50 a year. I know it costs something, but they have to be able to pay for their research. And the Black family, who are amazing people, by the way, have underwritten this effort for quite some time. But if you use the promo code Charlie, you get 50% off. That's $25 a year, everybody, okay? That's literally $2 a month. And that's 50% off, so $25 a year. That's $2.5 a month at that, so that you can have the information you need on your next purchase. So join me, go to secondvote.com and subscribe with promo code Charlie. Maybe it's like, hey, I don't know if the car I'm buying, are they donating to Planned Parenthood? What about all these companies? Secondvote.com has every company ranked. It's a beautiful thing. Go to secondvote.com and subscribe with promo code Charlie today. We will not comply. That is what you have to say over and over again. So people are saying, Charlie, what does that mean? So civil disobedience is something we've talked about quite often here on this program. Civil disobedience in the pursuit of something that is moral can be courageous and brave and heroic. Civil disobedience, by definition, must be done peacefully. It must be done where you are willing to accept the punishment. So if they try to lock down, let's say, Chicago again, restaurant owners shouldn't do it. Business owners shouldn't comply. And you shouldn't comply either as a customer. You should show up and support the people that do remain open. If they say you must wear masks indoors, don't do that. Say, I'm not going to wear a mask. I thought the vaccine worked. I thought the vaccine was the solution to all of this. We're getting a lot of emails at freedom@charliekirk.com. They say, well, Charlie, what can I do about it? You have to either sacrifice something yourself or help someone who is sacrificing something. I can tell you right now in Arizona, if they try to lock down Arizona again, which I don't think they will, I have to say, Governor Ducey, I don't think he's going to lock down Arizona again. I don't. Do I think that there might be a mask mandate? Maybe. We'll see. And if so, that will not be met with open arms. Let me tell you what. That will be met with a massive response. We're going to explore this in the next hour, but the reason they keep doing this is because the 60% of the country that actually agrees with this never voices their opinion. Let me give you an example. How many of you have heard of Shake Shack? Shake Shack is a burger joint. It's an American fast casual restaurant. It's pretty good, actually. I've had it a couple times. There's a couple Shake Shacks here in Phoenix. I think 4 or 5. Shake Shack is now mandating proof of vaccination before eating at Shake Shack. Now, why would they do that? It's because they don't take conservatives seriously. That's why. They don't take you seriously. They don't take me seriously. They don't take us seriously. In fact, they think they're in charge. Now, if they said the opposite, if Shake Shack said they're only going to serve the unvaccinated, it just what the world would have been lost, because the fear of the other side is legitimate. It's about time we start consolidating our purchasing power and our voice, because they don't take what we have to say very seriously. They don't consider it to be a unique threat, where Shake Shack now says there are other restaurants you can go to. You could dine other places. Danny Meyer, the head of Shake Shack, the CEO of Union Square Hospitality Group, announced that all restaurants overseen by companies will require both employees and dine-in customers to show proof of vaccination. Are you going to ask for other medical history too? Are you going to require HIV tests before you eat at Shake Shack? Are you going to ask for a full exhaustive medical report? But they're doing that because they shrug their shoulders like, look, conservatives will wave a couple flags. We'll get a couple emails. They don't really care. It's the liberals we have to worry about. We don't fight nearly hard enough. We don't. They know they can lock down the country again with little to no response unless every single person here commits yourself right now to not complying, to civilly disobeying. The question is, where does it stop? And it's not going to stop. The only organization that I want to say has pushed back against this effectively is the least likely organization, the Postal Worker Union, where just Newman, out of nowhere, they said that their 220,000 workers are going to reject Biden's vaccine mandate. God bless them. I'm going to use the Postal Service. Stamps.com, everybody, by the way. And they've basically said, you know what? We're not going to get vaccinated. What are you going to do? You need us. We return the mail. I got to give them credit. They do have a pretty good negotiation tool. They definitely got us. And there you go. I mean, what's the Biden administration going to do? Like, no, we're going to force you. Like, okay, we're not going to deliver your mail. They have to start fearing the response, or else totalitarians and dictators will continue. The CDC documents say right here, no difference in vaccination rates, in infection rates, vaccinated, unvaccinated. And they are coming and they are steamrolling onward. They are going to try to mask your children, shut down your business, and keep you locked down again. Are you going to take it? Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.